After 16 years hosting this program, the Reverend Welton Gaddy has been away for the last couple of months, and we haven't said much about it. So it's time to have him back on the show and get an update. Welton, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, man. I'm glad to see you.
You know, folks have been asking where you've been since I started hosting the show, and I'm not taking that personally. So let me ask you that question on their behalf. Where have you been?
For over a year now, my wife has been having a lot of trouble, two major surgeries, and that has taken on some other things for her to have to deal with. And you know, Jack, all of these years, she has been so good to be helping me and also to take time that I take away from her. And I simply could not watch her go into that situation and not set aside everything else finally to take care of her. I don't regret doing that. I can tell you that it's the hardest work I've ever done. Yeah. It wears you out, but it also puts you in a situation in which you are trying to help a woman who you love, and you can't do anything about her pain, and you just can help her. So that's hard. It does bother me. It has bothered me that I could not be on the show, but two things happened. I felt like I had to give most of my time to her, if not all the time to her. And a guy that I'm talking with right now, along with some others, said to me, be very careful about yourself. You've got to get some people helping you because you can't do this all alone. Well, I tried. and you were right. I still am most of the time doing it myself. And then that causes me, because I care so much about what we do on this show, and I care about trying to stay in touch with people who are very important to me and very important to the show. I had one situation, I don't think I've even said this, but there was someone from New York Times that asked me to come and help with something. And I said, I can try, but I'm not sure I can do it. It ended up I couldn't do it. And that really tears me up. So I have done it because I wanted to. I am still doing it because I want to. But there are all kinds of thoughts and feelings about doing that.
I'm sorry for what Judy is going through, and I admire you for giving her the time and the care and the attention that she so richly deserves. Has something kept you going these months other than your love for your wife?
Yeah, I think your calls, knowing what Ray's doing, that in itself has been good. And then I have some really good friends here that pump me up sometimes if they see me needing that. And this is the opposite of what you ask me. The things that hurt the most is not having time to do the things that really make you go and feel.
Yeah, I hear that.
And so those two are clashing with each other.
Yeah, well, the program I know has meant so much to you. Can you say a few things that were important to you about hosting State of Belief for these past 16 years?
You know, people don't understand this. You do, and a lot of people have forgotten it. But when we were trying to get on the air, they didn't want to hear religion. And then if you put together a show that wanted to talk about religion and politics and other areas like that, they just said no. And we had a person on our board who had been in that the place that he could help people get on the place we wanted to be. And actually, they asked us to come on. And I said to them, because also the other people that were on were horrible. they did not know politics or religion. And so when we signed on, I said, I can only do this if you let me be who I am and what we talk about and what we're not going to talk about. And we are going to deal with people that we don't agree with, because we need to hear what they're saying. We want to say what we're saying. And we heard some really interesting things. We did an interview with a guy who was a Christian and over the hill, a Christian. I said, do you believe that being a Christian makes someone a better walker or a better person to play ball? And, oh, yeah, the best players in the world are Christians, and that's how they get it. So that was hard to not go on with that.
I have to say, it's the first time I ever heard people claim that Jesus was their personal trainer.
Well, but what I'm saying to you is it's been great all the way.
Yeah, you started on Air America Radio.
Yes.
And eventually, when Air America no longer broadcast, we became independent of that. Sure. Another young broadcaster started about them, and the two of you became good friends. I'm pleased that even though it was only by a few months, you outlasted Rachel Maddow as a regular presence on the air. So that's a real claim to fame, Welton.
She got to be a friend, and my gosh, she's done so much and is still doing it. But she has always been very helpful to us and trying to, if she has time, to get on with us.
She has been a good friend of the show, and she has been a grateful friend of Welton Gaddy, I can tell you that. What do you remember thinking back in 2006 when the internal conversations were happening at Interfaith Alliance about whether to start that Air America radio show that we now call State of Belief?
I felt great about it and felt like we could make something of it. We were in the middle of needing money all the time. And people wondered why we would spend money on this kind of show rather than put it on something else. I really believed that it was a way into other things for us that would be good, not just on the show. And that's why I wanted to do it. And I have to say, I was surprised at how quickly we picked up people who were interested, and some of the most interested people about religion were people who didn't like religion. Mm-hmm. I remember getting a letter one time from a guy who said, we listened to State of Belief every Sunday night while we're swimming, and we've never gone to church, but we don't miss this. And I thought, you know, somebody is learning something and somebody is showing what we can do with other people.
And here we are again with religion being an athletic training regimen for a segment of our population.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, the technology has changed. You know, we used to be entirely reliant on broadcast radio for our listening audience, and now we have far more podcast subscribers than we do people who listen over the air.
Yeah.
But what about the religious and political landscape has changed during these 16 years from your perspective?
You know, I thought about that the other day. We really did in the first 3 or 4 years, at least, maybe even the 5 or 6 years, we really did have on people who were just as far from us as we could possibly be. But when mm-hmm. we went on, we said to them that this is not an argument. This is a trying to understand each other and see if we can make any progress of where we might could come together. We can't do that now. Some of those people that we talked with at that time, we did it with almost friendship and at least saying, we respect you. We want you to respect us. The last 4 or 5 years, it has become very, very difficult to have the kind of conversation that we had at that time. And God knows that we need it now more than we ever needed.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. All right, so the interview is winding down. The summer is winding down. And the relief from the election season is disappeared because we're right back in the middle of it. So as we look at the midterms coming up this fall, are there one or two things you'd like every one of our listeners to be focusing on as they consider what their role is in the November elections?
It's not a name. It's about how they go to the polls and whether or not, I mean, yes, we want everybody to go to the polls, but I want everybody to go to the polls having looked at what's at stake. And I think that the more we can put up on our show and in everybody else's show, that they need to say what they're about, why they are about it, and what are they trying to get from it. And that should help people know how they ought to vote.
Yeah, you've carried that message for 16 years, Welton, sometimes a little more stridently, sometimes a little more gently, but that's what Interfaith Alliance is all about, and that's what State of Belief Radio has been broadcasting. So this is not the only conversation you'll have on State of Belief. There's a lot more to explore with you, whether it's with me or whoever else might be sitting in this chair ahead, but I'm very glad you were here. The Reverend C. Welton Gaddy is President Emeritus and Senior Scholar of Interfaith Alliance and the longtime host of this program, State of Belief Radio. Continue healing for you and yours, Welton. I cherish you as a friend, and I look forward to the next time we talk.
Same for you, man.
That's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, go team. I'm Jack Moline. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.